The Quickies on In.com.
Hello, this is In.com's Quickies and you're listening to Karan. Today we talk in Russian accent for introduction because, well, it is badass. You're here for entertainment and I deliver to you, like Kalashnikov rifle delivered death sentence to bad men. So sit back and enjoy.
So Bhagyashree's son Abhimanyu Dasani and singer Shirley Setia, their scores in Bollywood right now are 1 and 0 respectively. Abhimanyu made his not-so-big Bollywood debut with Vasan Bala's Mard Ko Dard Nahi Hota, an unconventional debut choice, but one that helped him earn a reasonable amount of praise for his performance. And it's possible that this performance, or maybe just the fact that he's a star kid, helped him bag his next film, an action entertainer titled Nikamma, that will be helmed by Baghi director Sabir Khan. Singer Shirley Setia's score in Bollywood, however, is still zero. But it looks like that's going to change with Nikamma, where she will begin her new journey in Bollywood alongside Abhimanyu and under the directorship of Sabir. Sabir seems quite well-versed with launching newbies too. In 2014, he launched Tiger Shroff and Kriti Sanon in his film Hero Panti. And while the film didn't do amazingly well, Tiger and Kriti's careers took off regardless. Now let's see if he brings the same kind of career luck to Abhimanyu and Shirley as well. Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan seems to be quite the carbon copy of him in every way. In terms of physical resemblance, they look like a before and after ad for an anti-aging cream. And after the father-son duo both lent their voices for the Hindi version of the live-action remake of The Lion King, it turns out that their voices have an uncanny similarity as well, to the point where they had to redo a scene since they both sounded so alike. In the movie as well, the duo played father and son with SRK's voice as Mufasa and Aryan's as Simba. And Shah Rukh Khan is rather overjoyed to have worked with his eldest son. He said when they did Incredibles, Aryan was about 9 years old and it was very sweet to hear his voice. And even now with The Lion King, for him, it's an amazing bonding time with Aryan. For a busy superstar like SRK, who probably doesn't get as much time with his family as he would like, I suppose there's nothing like having them on set with him to get in some decent quality time. Apart from SRK and Aryan, Ashish Vidyarthi, Shreyas, Sanjay Mishra and Asrani also lent their voices for the Hindi version. The last thing possible between the characters of a thriller series like Sacred Games is the dreaded P word. You know, the two finger sign? I'm talking about peace if you still haven't deciphered my hints. Yes, peace is perfectly preposterous amongst persons of such a problematic predisposition. I suppose a well put together alliteration doesn't help the cause much either. But there is one solution that could bring about the occurrence of peace if only for a little while. And coincidentally, it starts with the letter P too. Photo shoot. Netflix just put up an awesome ultra-glam photo from a photo shoot featuring Team Sacred Games 2. That is Saif Ali Khan, Nawazuddin Siddiqui, Kalki Kekla, Pankaj Tripathi, Ranveer Shore, Surveen Chawla, Luke Kenny and Jatin Sarna. And the caption showed how on point and top shelf their social media game is. It said, a rare picture of everyone getting along. We are going to cherish it until hashtag Sacred Games 2 begins. And the photo brought quite a change from the show's usual mood, with the Mumbai of the 70s theme that transformed the familiar gritty characters into suave fashionable ones. There's even a behind the scenes video of the shoot that you definitely need to check out on In.com. In the world of chemistry, Kangana Ranaut and her sister Rangoli Chandel can be likened to extremely reactive elements. While Tapsee Pannu, on the other hand, is quite the opposite and can probably be likened to a Mr. Freeze maybe for her chill demeanor. Without the villainous personality, of course. Rangoli Chandel recently called Tapsee Pannu out on Twitter, referring to her as a sasti copy of Kangana. And why? Because soon after the trailer for Judgmental Hai Kya released, Tapsee took to Twitter to applaud it, but didn't mention Kangana's name, nor her co-star Rajkumar Rao for that matter, in her tweet of praise. See what I mean about unprovoked reactions? And while Tapsee remained tight-lipped about the episode all these days, in an interview with Mumbai Mirror recently, she revealed that she chose to stay mum because she didn't want to give any mileage to Rangoli. She even stopped a few other close friends from the industry from retorting for the same reason. However, Tapsee's friend and Manmarzia director Anurag Kashyap did end up commenting and told Rangoli that her comments made no sense, were really desperate and that she went too far. I wonder if that'll finally keep Rangoli quiet or if she's just taking time to come up with comments against Anurag now. So be vigilant and brace yourself, Mr. Anurag Kashyap, cause your storm might be a brewing. Director-choreographer Farah Khan is known to be quite the foodie and has churned out many a delicious dish in her time. And it turns out while she's been cooking, her kids have certainly been paying attention. Because on Sunday, they sneaked into the kitchen and didn't come out until they had a batch of muffins perfect enough to be able to break through anyone's dieting willpower. On her Instagram stories, Farah shared glimpses of the baking endeavor and her triplets sure looked like they knew what they were doing. Of course, turns out they also had help, and not just any help. Guiding them through their baking adventure was Sharmila Ribeiro, an agricultural economist who also loves sharing healthy recipes for kids and has penned a book titled Everyday Love to help mothers serve healthy food. Farah and Sharmila are childhood friends all the way back from 1973, and Farah has been benefiting from her friends' cooking tips for forever now. She even credits Sharmila with all the great recipes she surprises her kids with. Well, all we can say is what a perfect way to spend a Sunday.
The Quickies on in.com.